are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey, Chris, Christina, this is Mike. I saw your Craigslist ad for your house in Yelm, and I would really love to see...
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Christina?
Yes.
Hi there. So I saw your Craigslist ad for your house in Yelm.
Yes.
And it said that you're having pictures soon, but I... What is it's a brand new construction house? Is that what it is?
It's a brand new construction house.
Okay.
And we just had the final walkthrough yesterday. So,
okay.
Basically, we're just going to take pictures today. We just never made it out there. And we are having some professional landscaping done following the next, some of it is in progress right now. So
okay.
That's why we don't have pictures.
What part of Yelm is it? Is it in Yelm?
It's
or
actually, let's see here. Do you know where Bunkhouse Barbecue is?
Yes.
Okay, it's in that area.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Are you a builder then, or?
I'm sorry.
Are you a builder? Is that why you?
No, we're not a builder.
No, oh, okay.
No, it's just it's just our property that we got, and now.
I see.
We just built this house, and we built with Highline before, so that's what we currently.
Oh,
have.
So you built it as an investment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we built it as an investment property.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I was gonna ask you if you'd be open to selling, but I don't know. You're probably not interested in selling, are you?
We will not be selling, yes.
I see.
As of right now, we couldn't even. I mean, based on how...
With the market and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, we're not interested in
Would you be willing to do a lease with the option to purchase? Maybe sell in a few years?
You know what? I am not sure about this at this time.
Oh, okay.
But maybe that would be something that we can check maybe in the future.
Okay.
Because what it is, the reason we can't even think about it right now is that it's actually a 10-acre parcel.
Uh-huh.
And we need the other 5 acres next to it, but it's not subdivided just yet.
Oh, so you ultimately want to rent and then subdivide and then figure out what you want to do with it later.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. I'm looking for a place on acreage in Yelm, and I'm actually to buy, but it's because I actually have some investments myself, but I have a family that's trying to work with because they can't qualify to purchase. So I was going to buy something and then sell it to them on a contract or do a rent to own or something. So yeah, I'm kind of doing that. But okay, well you don't have any other property over there, do you?
No, that's the only one.
Okay.
That we know, but there's quite a few foreclosures.
Yeah,
there
are. I've noticed that there's a lot of foreclosures now. Well, I'll tell you what, Christina,
yeah.
I won't take up any more of your time. Good luck with the rental, and
All right.
Have a good weekend. Bye bye.
Thank you.
So the other thing is, ultimately, if you're doing these phone calls, I'm kind of spending a little bit more time. To just build some rapport, and for your sake, I probably will be asking a lot, you know, trying to get them off the phone as quickly as possible to move on to the next.
Right.
I know if I can talk to, if I talk to 30 people, I'll probably find a deal. And that might not happen in one day, but I know if I need to get a deal this week, I could do it. So.
Right. Now, out of curiosity, so you really do, you're calling these people because you have that Jackie person who
mm-hmm.
was interested. What would you say if that wasn't the case? If you were just looking for, say it wasn't in Yelm, say it was around
mm-hmm.
here, would you still use the same?
Yeah, I might.
Kind of
it's
I have a family.
It kind of
really
a lot of times I would, but you know, because I market and because I have buyers everywhere, I can with integrity say, you know, I'm working with a family. I've got a family that contacted me that want to buy, but they can't qualify. I'm looking for a house I can purchase, and so my attack or not attack, but my.
Strategy.
My strategy is to go in and find out if they will sell, because if maybe they'll consider rent to own, but hey, maybe they'll take a cash offer low. I can buy it, and make 40-50 grand on it. So I'll find out if they will be willing to sell low. If it turns out that they are unwilling to, I'll go, okay, yeah. Well, let me ask you this: I think I sent you an email like when we first started working, like the strategy on when you talk to sellers. The first question is. I pay you all cash close quickly. What's the least to consider? If it didn't work out, say, well, I'll tell you what, you know, if I could pay a higher price, would you consider maybe selling on a contract or rent to own or something like that, or waiting for some of your equity? And that's the question to find out how flexible they are. So if they would consider that, then I know, there's a good chance I can make this a deal. It's more likely that I would say I don't want it rather than me not be able to put something together than them saying no. Once they say they're willing to do rent to own, then now I have to pre-screen the house and the situation.